BBC Radio Suffolk
with Foz.
21 minutes to 8 on this Monday morning. It may only be September, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to mention the C word this morning. I'm, of course, talking about Christmas. School children from across the county are being encouraged to take part in the One Christmas Music Project later this year. The organiser of the One Christmas Music Project here in Suffolk is Andy Rayner. He's with me in the studio. Good morning, Andy.
Hiya, good to see you again.
And you, sir. I'm getting in the mood already.
Hey, there you go.
So what's this One Christmas Project all about then?
Right, well, the idea is a couple of real aims. One is to give school children in Key Stage 2, that's upper primary school age, across this side of Suffolk, a chance to get involved in a big project and be involved in a CD and a DVD and being on stage with live concerts. And also to raise lots of money for a charity called Tear Fund that does a lot of work in third world countries.
So how can youngsters get involved?
Right, well, hopefully, if you're in one of the 42 schools in this area of Suffolk that's actually going to be taking part, then either last week or most of the this week we'll have an assembly by the One Christmas team coming into the schools. And what we're saying is, if you want to take part, make sure you see your teachers. And the teachers are going to be organising singing rehearsals for about the next 6 weeks in all of the schools in the area. And that culminates in mid-October in some mass recording sessions, about 5 sessions across the county. And then we mix all of those voices together to have probably getting on for 2,000 kids singing on the CD and on the DVD. And then we've got the spa booked out in December for 7 nights of concerts featuring all the kids as well.
So the Xmas factor here in Suffolk.
Absolutely, and I was wondering if maybe we're going to have the biggest joint choir, certainly of the county, but maybe even the country by the time we put all those voices together.
You need quite a bit of support, don't you? Not only from the pupils taking part, but musicians, people helping put the DVD, CDs together.
Yeah, we've got a good team from right across the area that have sort of helped with past projects and are coming together again with all voluntary effort to actually put everything together. Of course, the other vital role is the teachers, because the teachers are the ones that are actually going to be teaching the songs over the next few weeks in the schools and enthusing the kids. So we just want as many youngsters in these schools in East Suffolk to take part as possible.
You've come in with a CD and a DVD from the previous project, haven't you? And I know how much that means to you, but to see it come out like that on CD and DVD must make you a very proud man.
Excellent, yeah. And we did this, the last project we did was called Heaven to Earth. It involved about 25 schools, so we've stepped up this time. And we raised £23,000 for Tear Fund from doing that last one. That was 3 years ago. So we're back anew this year to see if we can even better that fundraising.
Let's hope you can. And you've got a big concert at the Spa in Felixstowe.
That's right, yeah. We've blocked out, I think, 7 nights in December. And what we're going to be doing is all the children will get a chance to perform one of those evenings. So the mass children's choir every evening on stage, together with a 20-piece live band and lots of other stuff as well.
So you're going to have your work cut out to get it all together, aren't you?
It's very tight timescales, because you have to have it out early enough to sell them for Christmas. But we have to leave it long enough to let all the children learn the song. So by the time we get to this half term, we'll have recorded everything. And then it's a frantic week of mixing, and then a frantic week of video editing before we actually go off for having it manufactured.
But as I said earlier, very rewarding when you see
Absolutely.
The finished product.
Absolutely, yes.
And hoping to raise a lot of money for Tear Fund. I reckon you'll beat 23,000, won't you?
I hope so. With all the extra schools involved, I think we should do really well.
Yeah, so the idea is that the pupils and parents buy the CDs and DVDs.
Yep, and in fact, every child that's involved has their name on the CD cover and on the rolling credits at the end of the DVD. So that's a long rolling credits.
Yeah, lovely. Well, I wish you well, Andy. I know you put in a lot of work for this, and we'll speak again before the end of the year, I'm sure.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in. Cheers.
Cheers, Stephen.